Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. The U.S. Department of Labor has awarded a $900,000 federal Title I grant to North Iowa Area Community College, Northeast Iowa Community College, and the nonprofit organization One Cedar Valley of Waterloo. NIAC is serving as grant leader for the funding that will allow all grant partners to expand community outreach and increase recruitment and retention of youth and adults who would benefit from workforce services. One focus of the grant will support a Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act youth program that serves youth ages 12 to 14 who face barriers to education and employment. A second adult dislocated worker program supported by the grant will provide services to unemployed and underemployed adults. NIAC Dean of Continuing Education and Economic Development, Patty Hansen, is excited about the opportunities to serve diverse populations of students in the region. NICC Vice President of Business and Community Solutions, Amy Lassick, believes the additional source of grant funding could be transformative for youth participants who could align their skills and career goals to employment needs and employment positions that are often high-paying and family-sustaining career options. One Cedar Valley officials look forward to collaboration among grant partners and agencies to address the career aspirations and goals of each student they serve. A Florida man has pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking charges in Northeast Iowa. On March 31st, the Bremer County Sheriff's Office stopped a vehicle for speeding on Highway 218. A probable cause search of the vehicle was conducted, allegedly resulting in the recovery of about 1 pound of methamphetamine. The driver, 62-year-old Stephen Lawrence of Winter Haven, Florida, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, a Class B felony, and drug tax stamp violation, a Class D felony, plus 5 counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs, all serious misdemeanors. Last week, Lawrence entered a not guilty plea, and his trial has been scheduled for June 18th in Bremer County District Court. No injuries were reported in a single vehicle rollover crash Monday afternoon near Marble Rock. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says they responded to the 2500 block of Kirkwood Avenue, where a vehicle driven by Christopher True of Marble Rock was northbound when he lost control of the vehicle. It then entered the ditch and rolled over. True was not injured, but the vehicle was considered a total loss. A Charles City woman facing burglary and assault charges has been denied in her request to have her $25,000 cash-only bail reduced. Charles City Police arrested 57-year-old Monica Brown March 27th for first-degree burglary, a Class B felony, plus fourth-degree criminal mischief, obstruction of emergency communications, and interference with official acts. According to the criminal complaints, Brown is accused of forcefully entering a residence and assaulting a victim before taking the victim's cell phone to keep them from calling 911. When the victim tried using a house phone, Brown struck the woman with it and fled the home with both phones. CCPD says she allegedly yelled and kicked at them and actively resisted while she was being placed into handcuffs. Brown is being held in the Floyd County Jail on $25,000 cash-only bond, which will remain unchanged following a bond review hearing last week in which a judge cited concerns of where Brown would reside if she bailed out of jail and that she may be a flight risk. In February 2023, Brown assaulted a male victim, throwing isopropyl alcohol in his face. She also exposed herself to CCPD officers during her arrest and when she was booked into the Floyd County Jail, where she also assaulted a jailer. In December, Brown was convicted of assault on persons in certain occupations with an indecent exposure charge reduced to disorderly conduct. Brown was placed on 2 years probation, but is scheduled for a probation revocation hearing May 24th in Floyd County District Court. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
The crime of sexual abuse violates an individual's privacy, dignity, security, and humanity due to the systemic use of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, and economic control or abuse.
That's Amber Hicks, sexual assault advocate with Crisis Intervention Service for Floyd, Mitchell, and Worth counties. She addressed the Charles City City Council earlier this month on the extent of the issue.
And 27 survivors sought victim services that were residents of Charles City, experienced sexual violence last year, and statistics show 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men will be raped at some point in their lives. And whereas child sexual abuse prevention must be a priority to confront the reality that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will experience a sexual assault before the age of 18.
Hicks also noted that sexual assaults among children up to 14 years old cost $71 billion a year, including $45 billion for adolescents 12 to 14.
in medical expenses, law enforcement, and court costs, shelters and foster care, sick leave, absenteeism, and reduced worker productivity.
In addition to recognizing the impacts on sexual assault victims, Hicks says it's also important to salute the victim service agencies, healthcare professionals, and law enforcement who work to help them. As part of April Sexual Assault Awareness Month, today is Denim Day, in which you're encouraged to wear denim as part of a day-long awareness campaign to honor survivors of sexual assault and start conversations about the dangers of victim blaming. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.